the fact that we now have this figure disclosed to us that has been spent, public money, I might add, we shouldn't accept that. Our primary concern for policing is not about buildings. It's about ensuring that the people of Castledare get a good, effective police service. And that's done in conjunction with the community. It's our ultimate goal, and it should be the ultimate goal for the PSNI also. But in doing that, we have an empty building that's vacant, that's not underutilised, not being used. It's a militarised barracks. It doesn't achieve civic, accountable and effective policing within Castledare. And to have it there, it's merely a drain on the public purse.
But of course your views are at odds of those of the UUP who want it reinstated, citing a dissident threat. You wouldn't agree with that at all, I take it?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, this is a blight in the town. It has been for many years. The PSNI have said themselves that this building is only used at times for the PSNI to travel from Strabane to there to use it as a base, and maybe, you know, I have heard it said before, I use it as a toilet, to go in to use the toilet. So it's a lot of money to be kept open for no use at all. You know, the issue of a dissident threat is one for the PSNI. It's nothing to do with the buildings, and it's certainly the amount of public money that's been kept, that's been used to keep this building over. Surely the justice now should look at that in terms of the challenge that they need to meet at every level with closing this station.